Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all at some point. Regret. Ever wake up feeling like you missed an opportunity, or wishing you could rewind time and do things differently? Yeah, me too. Trust me, it's a universal experience. But what if I told you there's a way to stop dwelling on the past and actually start enjoying the present moment? That's right, folks. We're talking about embracing the now and letting go of that nagging feeling of regret. Now, before you tune out thinking this is some hippy-dippy self-help spiel, let me tell you, this stuff is practical. Think of it like decluttering your mental space. Holding on to regrets is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. It weighs you down and keeps you from moving forward. But, just like we clear out our physical clutter, we can learn to release the emotional baggage too. And trust me, the feeling of lightness that comes with it is incredible. So, how do we actually do this? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start implementing right away. 1. Acknowledge and accept your regrets. Yep, that's right. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Think of it like acknowledging a tough truth about yourself. Once you face it head on, you can start processing it and moving forward. 2. Identify the lessons learned. Every regret, even the seemingly painful ones, holds valuable lessons. It's like life giving you a chance to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what could I have done differently? What did I learn from this experience that I can apply to future situations? Those aha moments are gold. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, and it's okay to stumble along the way. Instead of beating yourself up over past decisions, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend. Remember, you're human, and that means being imperfect is part of the journey. 4. Focus on what you can control. Dwelling on the past is like trying to change the weather. It's simply beyond your control. Instead, shift your energy towards the present moment. What can you do right now to create a positive experience? What steps can you take to move towards your goals? 5. Cultivate gratitude. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate the good in our lives. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things that bring you joy, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a meaningful connection with someone you love. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at your favorite cafe, sipping a latte, and you notice a couple laughing across the room. They seem so happy, carefree, and present in that moment. You remember a time when you might have felt similarly joyful, but now you find yourself caught up in thoughts about past mistakes. You realize that focusing on those regrets is preventing you from fully experiencing the good in this present moment, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee, and the sound of laughter filling the air. By letting go of the past, you free yourself to truly savor the beauty of the now. See what I mean? It's not about erasing our past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about learning from it, embracing the lessons, and choosing to focus on what we can create in this very moment. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your regrets. Learn from them. Be kind to yourself. Focus on what you can control. And cultivate gratitude. By taking these steps, you can unlock a sense of peace and joy that comes from living fully in the present moment. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one regret you'd like to let go of? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or hit me up on social media. I love connecting with all of you. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who needs a little nudge towards embracing the now. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.